Just a review of some of the laws regarding mukseh. A lot of these laws have been discussed in previous daily halachot, and we're reviewing them now. And this would be considered the the latest approach and halacha lemaaseh to these halachot. They're in Tafshin Ayin Zayin now. Maran clearly writes in Shin Yud that any vessel that went into Shabbat permissible, meaning with a permissible usage or function, take klishim elachtol heter, simple example, a plate, one must ensure that he doesn't take that kli out of its usability or out of its functionality. How would one do that? As an example, let's say somebody has a chicken, and the chicken is going to lay an egg. Clearly the egg that's laid by the chicken on Shabbat is mukseh. Well, he doesn't want the chicken to lay the egg, and the egg is going to fall on the ground and break. So on Shabbat he takes a plate, and he puts it underneath the chicken in order for it to catch the egg. Problem is, once that egg hits the plate is mukseh. What he did also is over here, he caused that plate now to lose its functionality. Going into Shabbat, that plate had a function. Could eat from it. But by putting it under the chicken and causing that egg to fall on it, that is called mevatel keli mechano. So we're not discussing yet moving the plate. We're discussing the fact that you put the plate there and let the egg fall in. There's an isud in that. And the Rishonim can argue what the isud is. From Rashi, it sounds like the isud is soter. You destroyed the vessel. There's two ways you can destroy a vessel. I can break it into pieces, or I can take away the usability or the functionality of it. That's called mevatel keli mechano. Now, we don't have chickens, at least in our homes, that eggs are being laid on Shabbat, so that's not such a practical case. The Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Miketz at the end, Shana Sheniya, at the end of Parashat Miketz, gives a practical example. What we do have in our homes is nuts and shells. Let's say the shells of a pistachio that are not edible. Not edible to humans and not edible to animals. And a person wants to eat these pistachios on Shabbat. So what does he do? Cracks them open, eats the pistachio and takes the shells and puts them on the plate that's in front of him. Oh, the Ben Ish Chai says a problem. This is called the Vatel Kli Mechano. Because she had the plate that had a usability. Now by putting the mukseh on the plate now becomes the basis to this shell that are mukseh, and therefore it's isud. Forget about that the shells are mukseh. It's a suit to put the shells in the plate. Because by putting the shells in the plate, even if you say, Rabbi, I'm not moving the plate, doesn't matter. The fact that you put the shells in the plate itself, you will mevatel that keli. And that's an isud. That's the way the Ben Ish Chai comes out. So what's the solution? The solution according to the Ben Ish Chai would be, before you put the shells in the plate, put something that is valuable in the plate. For example, another type of food, or pistachios that you didn't eat yet. Now the plate itself will be considered a basis for things that are permissible, which are more important than the shells. And that's the way the Ben Ish Chai gets out of it. However, Hacham Ovadia alav Shalom in Hazon Ovadia, when he talks about the laws of Mukseh, he brings the Ben Ish Chai down, and then he comes along and says, however, there are leniencies over here. And he has two leniencies. Number one, these shells, you don't intend to leave it there the whole Shabbat. Clearly, your intention is, after the shells go in the plate, you're going to take the plate and throw it in the garbage. He brings some Nishonim, namely the Me'iri, the Shetek Eburim brings it down as well from the Ran, that as long as your intention is not to leave it there for the Shabbat, your intention is to move it right away, that is not considered a tikli mechano. Hacham Ovadia brings a raya from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes him again, Abraham, that says, it is forbidden to take a keli and put it underneath the oil that's dripping from the from the fire. Why? Because the oil is mukseh, and it's going to fall into the scaly, and it was mevatekli mechiro. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that to put it under a wax that's falling, or to put it under halev, let's say fat that's falling, it's okay. Why? Because he says, you have no problem to pick it up and you're going to throw it away. Oil, you're not going to discard. But something you can discard right away, you have no problem. Mishnah Berurah says, it's not a problem in batekli mechano. Secondly, Achav Avadya writes, since these shells are so insignificant, they are not considered mevatel ekli mechano. When do we say mevatel ekli mechano? Only when it's like an egg. Something that's significant. But on something that's so insignificant, it does not render the keli mukseh. On the contrary, the keli is more hashub than the items that fell in it. Therefore, because of those two heterim, you're not intending to leave it there the whole Shabbat, and the insignificant value of these shells, Achav Avadya says, it's not a problem if I take the mechano. So it comes out, we have a fantastic machlok din the Benish on Achav Avadya. Whereas the Benish Chai says, putting the shells is a problem. Achav Avadya will say, it is not. Interestingly enough, 3 pages later, on I think Reshut Zayin, in Hazor Avadya, he quotes the Benish Chai verbatim. That one should not put shells into an empty plate on Yom Tov because it's considered a tekli mechano. And therefore one should put heten in it first, chavrat stira. So in our book over here, the Mishnah Berurah Tiferet, in the latest volume that came out, he brings this contradiction in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Seif Vav, He'ara number 15. He writes, and I quote, "Veda Shema Shekata v'Hazur v'Yasham." Amud Reshut Tet. It's actually Reshut Tet. Kedvra Benish Chai. Hu leHumra be'Alma. Uchmo Shekatav leBe'er Ken Maran Rashal. Zatzal beTshuva leSheela v'Nefesav beKuntres Kol Sinai. So he says it's not a contradiction. Chavoyah is taking the Ben Ish Chai leChumrah, but mitzad adin, it would be permissible. So that's the way they reconcile that deen. So halakha l'maaseh, those that are lenient to put shells in an empty plate on Shabbat without having any fixing it, doing anything, have no problem of mevatekli mechano, and therefore they have no problem of then taking the plate and putting it in the ashpa, because of the insignificant and the fact that you're moving it right away. The next question that the poskim discuss is taking shells, for example, and throwing it into an empty garbage can. Now, l'chaura, if you have an empty garbage can, it's an empty keli, putting the shells in the empty garbage can, there you go again. Menuchat Ava, Chaim Moshe Levi clearly writes, throwing into an empty garbage can is considered mevatel kli mechano, and therefore you only have to make sure that there's some viable stuff in the can first before you put the shells. Chaim Avadya has another leniency on this. And he writes in Hazor Avadya in Shabbat Gimel that since the vessel of the garbage can is designated for that, it's designated to that. So you're not mevatel kli mechano. When do you say mevatel kli mechano? When you have a kli that's designated for a function and you take it out of its function. But if the whole function is to put garbage in it, that's not considered mevatel kli, and therefore he has a leniency. So according to Chaim Avadya, one would not have to be worried when he's throwing stuff in his garbage, what's in it, what's not in it. Even if it's empty, he could throw stuff in it. So those are, again, the two leniencies, min hadin, of Achav Avadya, legabe putting shells in an empty plate, and legabe putting shells in an empty pail. Of course, they're mahmirim on both sides. The Ben Ish Chai is mahmir on the first case, and the Menuchat Avah is mahmir on the second case. Of course, mahmir tavala beracha. Achav Avadya himself is mahmir. Tov lahmir legabe the Ben Ish Chai in the mevatek lemechano. And how would you solve that? Just by putting a heter food on the plate first. But legabe the garbage, it's a machloket against Achav Avadya and Menuchat Taaba. We can take Achav Avadya this over here, and to be lenient, since the keli is miyuad lekach, therefore we would not have a problem.